This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast. We want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 449 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, it's another walk-in show. It's at the end of the summer, and all our Disney Nerd co-hosts are almost off their summer hiatuses, and we're getting ready to come back to the studios. One more show before we do that, though, is going to be one of my last trips into the parks down in the middle of August before I had to leave my summer of Disney. I did these days a couple different times where I did combo parks, and this was a day where I did Epcot and Hollywood Studios. The job for Epcot was I wanted to get in and get a recording, both video and audio, of the China 360. And I also wanted to get into Hollywood Studios and use my Magic Band to go to Batuu. Kind of get some bounty hunting in, which we'll talk about that down the road. However, I got sidelined on the way there to Batuu, and you can listen in about that there. It had to be the greatest Star Tours ride I've ever had, meaning there was a line, yeah, but that was right at the entrance of the exhibit. So it was pretty awesome in that I got a good audio selection of a lot of the things in the pre-show where R2-D2 and C-3PO are, and then a little bit more when we got around the corner to the robots that were scanning for our luggage. So really, really good audio. And then the ride itself was awesome because I had never seen either the two scenes we got or the middle host. So you'll definitely have fun with this one. The planet was Kefbir, if you guys have any idea what that one was, but it was very, very cool. Poe Dameron was right in the middle, and then Exegol. So I'm pretty sure that's the place where they had that final battle in the final movie with all those Star Destroyers and such like that. But really cool because I'd never seen it before. And I guess that's the kind of gist of going on Star Tours all the time. You never know the combinations you're going to get. The Chinese is really good because you're going to hear a lot of what's going on. And actually listening back on it, there's a lot of commentary. This is more a documentary than it is visual, if that makes any sense. However, I will have the video on YouTube very soon, like any day now. So when you hear this, if you want to see China one more time, go ahead, head over to that Disney Nerds Podcast YouTube channel and check it out there. I like to listen to these things with my mind's eye. If I've seen it once or twice, I kind of have a good gist of what's going on. So to hear it in the car or something like that, that's why I kind of bring these audios, because I still think there's value. Yep, granted, you can go over to our YouTube channel and watch it. A lot of times you don't have that capability. So being able to listen and use your mind's eye to kind of imagine yourself back there again, it's pretty awesome. And this is one of those that works very well. Okay, so here we go, guys. Without further delay, I think I'm walking into Epcot first that day. Was it? Yeah, I think so. So here we go. Ed, me, walking into Epcot. Take it away. Hey, guys, this is Ed, and it is mid-August. I'm taking a walk into the park, Epcot to be specific. The goal is to get to China. I'd like to actually try to video or film the Chinese 360 movie. Who knows how much longer that's going to be there. Also, I'd like to find one of the Food and Wine sports. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm going to take you through the scan and then into the park. So here we go. Thank you. Okay.
leave out noon on a Tuesday. So give you an idea as I walk through the crowds. Beautiful music. I'm going to go to China, so I'm going to go to the left side of Spaceship Earth, past guest relations, and the new Starbucks and new restaurant and everything, new store. It's actually about a 20-minute wait for Spaceship Earth right now. See Guardians of the Galaxy is right before you get to the guest center. So close, but yet so far. Talk about this before, but we're coming around the Starbucks corner past Spaceship Earth, and there's a big black wall covering all the construction. Somewhat of a canyon effect between connections in the wall and then Creations, the store. Kind of a bottleneck, but it's in the shade right now, so I'm not complaining.
I think you killed a bug. I think it's like
going past the tunnel that takes you to Mission Space, Test Track Guardians, and Club Pool. It's like the opening of the doors is kind of a lead-in to get inside to the stores. Stop and take a couple pictures of new 50th gear that I hadn't seen yet. See, it worked. The open door with the AC got me inside. So, past the stores, and I'm walking into World Showcase through the main entrance. Normally, to go to China, I'd probably go left through the Odyssey, but I'm looking to see some of the gold statues. I have the app that links the Magic Band Plus to it, and I'm trying to get all the Epcot ones while I'm here today, too. I got three the other night, and then the monsoons hit. So, if I wanted to go right, I'd be walking over to the Imagination Pavilion. Straight ahead here, I'm going into World Showcase. And there is Figment. So, I'm recording on the phone and I'm also using the app, so excuse me a couple clicks. Come join me for a, hopefully, last, which means the new one's coming, China 360 movie. This is one of my favorites.
Your time thus far here at the World Showcase. Just a few quick reminders before our film begins. We do have league rows within each other, as well as a limited number of seats all the way in our back row if you prefer to sit. However, if you're leaning on a row, we advise you not to sit on top of them as they will not support your full weight nor the weight of your children. If you do need to leave the theater for any reason, you may use the red doors on my right. And as a courtesy to other guests, we ask that you please not use electronic devices, eat, drink, or smoke while the film is playing. And now, our night screens will show you the beautiful reflections of China. Thank you for your cooperation and enjoy.
Ah, China. When one thinks of this magnificent country, one cannot help but envision the Wanli Changcheng. The Great Wall. It once stretched like a mighty dragon across 4,000 miles of China. Welcome. I am Li Bai, a poet of the Tang Dynasty. And I have returned to share with you reflections of my beloved China. Like this great wall, it winds like a road across timeless landscapes. But one can also find landscapes that are ever changing. Forever reinventing itself. Vibrant, sophisticated, romantic. As Shanghai reflects modern China, historic Nanjing Road reflects modern Shanghai. Set your gaze across the Huangpu River and you will find a new China that reaches for the sky. Yet in this city of East meets West, one can still find treasures of Shanghai's stately European influence. Even in the hectic pace of modern China, there is always time for Tai Chi, a tradition that has endured for centuries. Up here on Huangshan, at the Sea of Clouds, painters and poets like myself have been inspired for generations. In China, we say, a poem in every painting, and a painting in every poem. We have had a long history. Much of it has been recorded in this fashion. However, it may be said that the history of the Chinese people is not written in ink, but with water. The mighty Yangtze River. A fellow poet once wrote, "Traveling against the currents of the Yangtze is more difficult than climbing to heaven." That may have been once true, but no longer. Chinese. There is no better example of China's harmony with water than Suzhou. This ancient city sits on the longest man-made waterway in the world. When Marco Polo traveled this way, he called Suzhou the Venice of the East. I suppose if I had traveled to Europe, they would now call Venice the Suzhou of the West. So vast is China that even within her borders are many exotic lands and contrasts. From the serenity of Heavenly Lake to the busy night market of Urumqi. Here one discovers that Xinjiang province is home to many ethnic peoples with their own unique customs and their own unique cuisines. Out here in the Gobi Desert, one still finds travelers on the ancient Silk Road. The same road that over 700 years ago brought Marco Polo to these very gates. The gates of Zhaoyuguan, the extreme western end of the Great Wall. A visit to Inner Mongolia shows us a reflection of an earlier time. Here, the nomadic people still live much as they always have. Yunnan province, home to many of China's national minorities. The cultures of this province are as diverse as the landscape, like the Shaolin Stone Forest, one of nature's unique wonders. In the far northeast is Heilongjiang. Although winter here can last 6 months, the people celebrate by carving magical sculptures of ice. Macau. After 400 years, this exotic land of Portuguese charm is once more within China's borders. cities on Earth. A city steeped in Western culture, but still uniquely Chinese. Even Hong Kong's buildings, thrusting ever skyward, reflect the city's vitality. Hong Kong, ever on the move. Yes, the Chinese landscape changes swiftly, but one can also find enduring legacies that reflect our past. Everywhere one sees our history. Ancient treasures like the Nine Dragon Screen reflect our traditions. Dragons were a powerful symbol of the Emperor's authority. Centuries, the tombs of China's emperors have been watched over by these remarkable warriors of terracotta and these figures of stone. And for 800 years, this intersection of three rivers has been protected by a silent sentinel, the giant Buddha of Lishan. One can find a living legacy of China's past in the world-famous Peking Opera. In the center of Beijing is perhaps China's greatest legacy, the Forbidden City. Imagine courtyards that could hold 100,000 members of the imperial court. For 500 years, this vast walled city was the home of 24 emperors, the sons of heaven. But today, all the world can pass through this gate. Square. To stand here is to stand at the heart of China. Beihai Park was once a playground for the emperor, but now it is a playground for all of China.
Sadly, that means this is where
where we must part. But I hope you will return to China someday. I'll wave of the hand now, and I am gone. Lowering my head, I dream that I am home. Until we meet again, Zaijian.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening.
Hey guys, I'm at Hollywood Studios. I just went through security and guess what? I got searched. I'm going into the park. We're going to Batu to try out our magic band for day two. So come along with me. Hi.
Try that again.
Try that again. One more time.
Are
you sure
he is? Yep. Always the same.
He's on his right hand.
There it goes. Thank you. Walking in the park around 3:30 down Main Street toward Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railroad. It's very nice, actually. Rain just went through, so it's about 75. You can still hear the thunder. Star Tour says 20 minutes, but nobody's waiting in the Ewok Village. So they're walking right in. So I guess I'm going to take a ride on Star Tour. You guys want to come along? Yeah, let's see how long it's going to be.
Here. Abby, slow.
I do sometimes wonder why the antennas volunteered our services for stumpers. But at least let's say, Bartu.
Attention, the current security threat has been raised to level 5.
Which reminds me, I'd suggest we run a diagnostic of the shield defenses. Better to be safe than sorry.
Attention, we are now ready to begin pre-boarding for flight 0017 non-stop service to Coruscant. All passengers traveling with young ones may board at this time. We will begin general boarding in just a few minutes. Thank you.
What is it now, Artu? What's wrong with the hyperdrive motivator? Well, fix it and hurry. Don't insult me, you other men's scrap pile. At least I'm doing my job. Yes, I am. So just you get back to fixing that hyperdrive motivator.
If adventure has a name, it must be Tatooine. Star Tours announces non-stop daily service to this remote desert world in the Outer Rim Territories. Join the festive Pluto holiday celebration in the streets of Mos Espa. Then head to the arena and cheer for your favorite pilot in the annual Bunta Eve Classic. Or set sail on the Dune Sea in a luxurious sail barge. Then, rent a land speeder and head over to the colorful outpost of Mos Eisley. No visit is complete without having a drink at Tatooine's infamous Mos Eisley Cantina, where you will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. That's right, a Tatooine vacation has everything under the sun. So call Star Tours and book passage to Tatooine today.
About that little incident you fell on last section.
No boarding passes are required. My scanner tells me who you are and what you are, and if you're not who you are, what else? There you go. Keep moving. My name is G214. That's short for G242G455799-8DWP403ST. That's just my first name. I tell you my last name, but I don't want to hold up the long
screen. Watching things.
I just want you to know that the wait time for this one is currently 75 minutes. I said, Jenny, it's in your face. Okay, try to run. All right.
Thank you.
Excuse me,
who are you?
Systems analyst.
It's about time. The binary motivators acted.
Binary is like a second language, even. I come to fix the motivator from this.
Right. Just make it quick. We're scheduled to depart in a few months.
Then there's no time to lose. Offer you gone. Go. Tour droids. What? Oh, now this is malfunctioning too. This will take longer than I thought.
Pay attention to the following safety information. When the automatic doors have opened, please proceed directly across the ramp into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraints securely fastened, and please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados, con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado, y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
She's gonna
stay. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. It's okay.
Passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Thank you.
Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401? That's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me. You don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, click for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Stop right there.
Don't shoot!
I know you have a spy on board.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake.
They're a spy and a traitor to the First Order.
I've never seen that human before. Oh dear. Gotta go!
Don't be a fool. You are no match for the power of the dark side.
Ow! God, someone could get hurt! I see Dalton! Ow! Arthur, where are we going? We just passed the end of moon. You know I can't swim. And neither can you.
Mission.
The spy? Is this mission sanctioned?
Let's say it is. Anyway, rendezvous with the coordinates I'm transmitting to R2. Good luck and, you know, the rest.
The rest sounds rather perilous to me. I don't think we should go! This is suicide! We'll be smashed to pieces! In the event we don't make it, I want you to know that you have been the most wonderful passengers. Pull up, Arthur! Pull up!
All pilots, this is it.
You're right, Arthur. This mission cannot fail. Activate the laser cannons.
Watch it, Red 9. You got two ties on your tail.
They're on me tight. I can't shake them.
R2, the odds of successfully taking out two TIE fighters at once is approximately better than I thought. Well done.
All right, squad. Start the attack round. Remember, aim for the cannon.
What are you waiting for? Fire!
We did it! Thanks for your help, Star Tours.
It has been an honor.
SD-1401, welcome back.
We will be landing shortly. I do hope you have enjoyed your flight and... Watch out!
The captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
Great. I've never seen either of those episodes.
One was the moon of Endor. And yeah, the other was the final scene with all the Star Destroyers from the final movie. Outstanding. Poe Dameron was looking for the spy. Have not seen any of those. Okay, guys, well, thanks again for riding Star Tours with me. On to the next one. Thanks for listening, guys. That was a really fun day. I had a really good time, and I didn't mention it earlier, but I did get the Spork. Lucked out big time. I'd seen it all summer, and then the one day I go in to find it, I went to a couple different kiosks. They didn't have it. Oh, we're all sold out. There's nowhere around the park they have it. Ended up heading into the Odyssey just to avoid the rain. Ended up going in there with some fries, got some wings, and they had the Sporks. So I got myself the Spork. Very, very cool, and I'll show it to you guys on the Tuesday live show. Okay, guys, so this is it for show number 449, Disney Nerds Podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.